Jesse Watters has taken over for Tucker Carlson. Now, Jesse Watters, I will admit to you, he is kind of a funny guy. He is quick on his feet. He is hysterical. He is a comedian. This is the direction that news is going now. You've got Jesse Watters, and you've got Greg Gutfeld. Now, Watters and Gutfeld are semi-right-leaning comedians. Watters, maybe from your point of view, has come out of nowhere. He was a young producer who Bill O'Reilly gave him a shot at Fox News. Watters stuck around after Bill O'Reilly's demise. Watters was the comedic punchline who would occasionally, maybe you're recalling this, some of you are remembering this, you're nodding your heads. Yeah, I remember that kid that would go out on the streets of New York and interview people and ask them funny questions. He was kind of like doing the Crowder routine. He was like a little wannabe Crowder, but it was entertaining, but it was like Bill O'Reilly, like boomer entertainment. Yes, that's where he got his start. Now, Jesse Watters recently got remarried, and he married a young producer of his own. So a producer's producer. And, when he was in his 40s, he married a woman in her 20s with whom he was having conjugal relations while he was still married to his ex-wife. And so that marriage is, of course, has a very, very solid foundation. So happy for Jesse Watters, who now has the top spot at Fox News. Notice this is what Fox does. They don't go outside of the family to find talent and bring in, you know, like anchors from other networks or anything like that. It's always these homegrown talents. They start them off and they put them on the five or on some rotating bench and they test them out and they let them, you know, prove themselves. And if they're good, then they kind of call them up and give them a show. That's what they did with Laura Ingraham. Yeah, that didn't really work out for too long. That's what they did. That's how they found Carlson. Tucker Carlson was just a rotating member of like various panels, and he was pretty good. And then he was sitting on the bench, and he was like a rotating, you know, kind of like utility player for Fox News. And then when O'Reilly went down, they were like, we need to just grab somebody off the bench and give him a show. And voila, Tucker Carlson crushes the ratings every night for his entire tenure there. Even crushes the ratings of GOP-er in chief. I mean, lead apostate, Sean Hannity, who still has a show there, I think. And his show is, it does all right. You know, it gets a couple million people to watch it. That's nothing to write off, you know, but Hannity is a hack. Hannity is a political hack. Everybody knows it. He doesn't even pretend to read the news. He doesn't even pretend to have any objective journalistic credentials. Now, we're now entering an age where none of them are journalists. None of them have any journalistic credentials. Which journalistic credentials do the comedians Jesse Watters or Greg Gutfeld have? These men are not comedians. Gutfeld is basically hopped up on Adderall when he is on television, and now he has his own time slot nightly as well. So he went from the late night, you know, the red eye show to now having primetime show alongside Jesse Watters, whose concubine producer turned second wife, I guess. Not sure what to call that. Let's just call her his concubine producer. I'm sure that she's super excited for her husband and the continuous rise and fall of sexual deviants at Fox News, who are all jabbed and support the jab. It continues on. It continues on. And that is Fox News in 2023, ladies and gentlemen. And they will help decide how the GOP thinks about their choices in this coming election. Are we going to vote for Donald Trump, or are we going to finally move the party forward? And we need a young, fresh, energetic blood of Ron DeSanctimonious. Ron DeSantis, who flew to Israel to sign an anti-American law in Israel, definitely had to visit the barracks wall, had to wear the yarmulke, touch the barracks wall, pretend, play make-believe, and then signed a law in Israel denouncing your freedom of speech in the state of Florida. So he's got some bona fides. He's got some credentials now with the Zionists over in Israel, seeking their endorsement and, of course, their funds as Ron DeSanctimonious seeks the presidency of the United States of America. Hey, you know, a bunch of people announced for the high office recently, and I haven't really talked about any of them. The reason why is because I don't know who any of them are, and it's all kind of a snooze fest. However, many of you know I don't have a television, and I don't watch TV, but I do have XM radio in one of our vehicles, and I did happen to catch on CNN or MSNBC. Believe it or not, I do listen to those stations on occasion. I do. I have to consume the enemy every now and then. I got to check in on what those godless communists are doing next door. It's important, I think, that we check out what our godless communist neighbors are doing next door, because every now and then, they don't always do it, but every now and then, they tell you exactly what it is that they're trying to do. I mean, for example, we're coming for your children. We're here. We're queer. We're coming for your children. They're saying it out loud. Are you even listening? They're saying it out loud. What are we gonna do about it? Well, I have an idea. Hey, I just met you. Heard you're a groomer. So here's your millstone. Good luck, loser. It's hard to look right when you're a pervert. So take your millstone. No kids will get hurt. Gotta get these fools into the bottom of the ocean. Down in the ocean, alongside that Titan sub. Gotta get these guys down to the bottom of the ocean. Throw them in the ocean with that Titanic sub. I'm sorry, I just had so much fun with that. I shouldn't play it like four times, but I did, all right? I did! Okay, so the thing I was going to tell you, I happened to catch, I don't know, it was last week or the week before, the announcement speech of Doug Burgum. And Doug Burgum is the governor of North Dakota. I don't even know what this man looks like, okay? I have no idea what he looks like, but I listened to his announcement speech, and I think his announcement speech came like the same day as some of the other long shots, alleged long shots, right, in this whole selection process. And I'm not going to get sucked into this primary, but I'm going to comment on it as it goes along, and you're going to hear some silver medal level analysis here on Paratalk, okay? You're going to get pretty good analysis here. You're not going to get the gold medal level of political analysis that you're going to get on The Mike Church Show, okay? There's just no substitute for it. It's just a matter of course. This man knows what he's doing. He's been doing it for 30 years. He is the man, the myth and the legend. So you're going to get like runner-up level analysis, like decent enough to where you can listen to it in the background while you're folding laundry or whatever you're doing. And you're like, oh yeah, this guy's pretty smart too. You know, he's no king, dude. But he's a young whippersnapper. He's an up-and-comer. So here's my take on Doug Burgum. Burgum? He's the governor of North Dakota. I listened to his announcement speech. I thought it was pretty good. I listened to him talk about how when he was young, he was a chimney sweep. and he had other dirty jobs as well. And he described them as the kinds of jobs where you have to shower at the end of the day, not the beginning of the day. And, you know, he grew up very modestly, overcame some obstacles, and I don't know if he's a billionaire. I think he has a $1 billion company. That doesn't make him a billionaire. But he has built a software company, some kind of software company in North Dakota. And he has primarily used North Dakotan talent to build this company. He hasn't imported a bunch of Californians, you know, to do the coding. He's taught some skills to some local people, which I appreciate. In a way, he's sort of talking about how, you know, you need to think locally and take care of your state and act locally and cultivate local talent. And in that sense, I, you know, elucidating, without knowing it probably, some sense of Catholic social teaching, Catholic economic principles. And so anyway, I listened to his announcement, and I don't know where he stands on all the issues, so don't flame me. Don't send me an email and be like, oh, no, did you know that Doug Burgum supports stem cell research? I don't know where he stands on stem cell research, okay? I don't. I'm sorry. What I do know is that I listened to the guy, and I'm an auditory learner too, so I don't even know what he looks like. I've never Googled him. I've never watched him. But I liked the sound of his voice. He sounded very sincere, candid. He's a long shot. Yes, definitely a long shot. But I wanted to take just a minute and highlight Doug Burgum as possibly someone to watch as this thing plays out.